Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kennedy, are you here?
I am.
Annie?
Greetings.
Dan?
Most days, I am here.
All right. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. For topics we discuss, would love a 5-star review when you're done listening, or even before you start listening. You can do it in the iTunes podcasting app. I don't know how to leave a 5-star review. It's very confusing, apparently. But I thank you for trying to do it. I'm trying to get us to 100 reviews. And we're slowly getting there. Yes? No? Maybe?
Don't have a new one.
Don't? Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, leave us a new one, please.
Still at 71.
All right. Kennedy, what do you got?
So, Black Friday.
Yes.
Are you or aren't you?
Online?
No. Oh. I mean, do you? I've never been much of a Black Friday shopper. Usually had to work.
Yeah.
But, and then we moved here and we didn't have to do that as much, but sometimes, but we did with the toy drive and all that good stuff. So, anyways, I know that many people make, you know, their entire Friday is planned out and you have a spreadsheet and you're ready to go. And I've been looking at, you know, online, just looking what are people doing for Black Friday. And a lot of most businesses that I've seen, like Target already started their Black Friday.
Yeah. Walmart did as well.
I've seen some of them are going to be having their Black Friday sales available from like the Monday of Thanksgiving to the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So nothing is like, you know, they're not doing like a $200 TV at 6 in the morning.
Sure.
Although I don't know if some of them still are.
Right.
Like, I know Lana was a Black Friday shopper, and your mom, Mimi.
Yes. I never went.
I know you didn't.
I was grateful they went.
Right? But do you think that they'll do that again this year?
No. Zero chance.
Yeah.
None.
Do you think,
not happening.
Do you think people will do it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Are they doing it?
Well, like I said, I tried to look up like, you know, the big ones like Best Buy and all that.
Yeah.
And it says that they'll be open on that day.
Yeah.
And you know, there will be specials on that day, but they also have those specials available online or in store or for pickup outside for the 7-day period or 6-day period.
Everything is online now. If you're still going out at a store at midnight, it's just for the rush and the chance to
trample
somebody for
a flash. But businesses made a ton of money. That's why they call it Black Friday. But like, will they? Like, if you were a business, would you open on Black Friday?
Well, I think, like what Dan was saying, I think it's still such a tradition for so many people. Like, one of my friends in college, her and her mom went, similar to Lana and Mimi. Like, it was something that they did together. And I feel like for people that are wicked big into the tech, the TVs, the iPods, all, well, not really iPods, but you know what I mean, at Best Buy, stuff like that, stuff at Target, I think people will still go because they want to be part of it. It's not the same
online. It's,
it's not the same
online.
They want
to do it.
Exactly. I
just wonder. I mean, you see every year people, like last year, remember? People were fist fighting over fleeces at Victoria's
all
Secret.
The time.
Yes.
It's all the time.
Fist fighting!
The holidays make everyone crazy, anyways, and add that on top of it. I went to Black Friday once. I don't even know why I went because I was like going for clothes, and like there's clothes deals all the time. And it was cool to like be a part of in the mall. I was like 16, so I was like, wow, I'm at the mall at 2 a.m. So cool. But I think that like places like Best Buy, you'll see lines outside and stuff like that.
I will say I might do a little shopping, but not at those stores. Probably more at the local stuff like in our neighborhood.
You're talking holiday shopping?
Well, that's small business Saturday.
No, but I'm talking for Black Friday too.
Yeah.
Like I would do that as opposed to, you know, going to the big box store. I've been reading a lot of stuff about small businesses in general since the pandemic.
Oh, 100%.
And
I give them all my money.
Just being decimated by Amazon. I mean,
you know,
Bezos has got a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
And your local hardware store or your local gift shop or your local clothing store, they just can't compete.
Yeah.
And I get it. They can't compete. So my thought was, if I do any of the holiday shopping, whether it's Black Friday or not, I'm going to try and do more local this
year.
Even
if it's like online boutiques that are in the city. You know, there's so many of them that you can still, you don't have to go into a store necessarily.
No, not at all. Most of them have websites and such, in fact. Yeah, in fact, some of them had to close their storefronts and just be whatever. Right. So, I was just wondering if there was plans. Like, does your mom and dad do that, Dan? Or no,
we're not. We don't care about that shit.
No,
we never did. We're not really. We don't buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
we're not big shoppers.
Like, but Christmas, like Christmas shopping or whatever. I mean, we really didn't do it either. But I have so many friends that did. You know, like Lana and me. Like Lana, I would always like you know. It was lined up.
Yeah.
Like what she was going to do, from the $5 flip flops at Old Navy to the, you know, bop, 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 bop.
Sure.
She was ready. Well, that was just, I'm just really interested to see how Black Friday is going to get navigated this year and who, you know, if anyone is going to step up and say, I can't have you lined up at my door at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
it's just
I don't think they're going to allow it.
I just don't know that anyone will do that.
All right. Guys, I need your help. I can't remember the last concert I went to. What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, good question.
Right?
Okay, we shut down in March.
Correct. We shut down.
We had a small, tiny little concert at the Flower Garden show. John Kay.
But I'm talking. Yes, John Kay came in. But what was the last
concert? Oh, the last concert I went to was Big Head Todd and the Monsters at the House of Blues.
Okay.
I think it was like, it must have been in January or something.
Brook and the Bluff. This weird indie band that Rob likes. They were actually really good live. I'll give it to him. But at the place in the Great Scott that got shut down.
Oh, yeah.
A tiny little venue. It was awesome. Just sat at the bar, watched this band play. I was like, this is a ball. But I think that was the last one I went to.
That concert was awesome I went to because it was maybe a quarter fold.
Oh, no. I went to Ripe. I went to Ripe in February. Oh.
Didn't you go to a concert or something where you stood outside in groups?
Oh, yeah.
Levitate or something?
Nah, that doesn't really count.
No,
though.
All right then.
I mean, that was good. The elevators.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
I don't remember. Isn't that sad? I don't remember the last concert I went to.
Did you go to one at the Garden in like January?
Or did you do anything?
Was it just like Fenway?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
It would be February, right? That would be the last show.
Here's something with us.
Yeah, it must have been right.
Okay, so there's the. Okay, so yeah, this first week in March, we did the Bachelorette thing.
Yes.
And that was right around the same
week. It was the day before.
Right.
We did the Flower and Garden show, and then we did the Bachelorette, and then that was it. We were shut out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm trying to look through my photos to see if there's a concert.
Did you go to any, like, around Valentine's Day or anything? Right, that would be a thing.
I feel like you guys went to some in the summer. I feel like I remember that.
Oh, that was so long ago.
I know. I was supposed to go to so many.
Skied a lot. I'm seeing a lot of skiing pictures.
Yeah, I don't think. I feel like it was a Fenway concert. I really do. I feel like you didn't you take Barrett to a concert or something?
September. You go to. Was that like two years ago?
It was a country concert at Fenway.
What's his name? Who did that song? This City.
Sam Fisher.
He came in and did a mixed lounge. But that's a mixed lounge. I was trying to find something. I'm so sad. I don't remember the last concert I attended.
I can't think of it either. And I go to like a lot of them.
I know.
That's what I mean.
You got to think of being indoor. Where were you indoor?
I don't know if I went to one last winter. Like
January, February?
Like the last thing that springs to mind just right off the top was Fenway.
That's Billy Joel.
I went to Billy Joel and Zac Brown at Fenway last year.
Yeah.
I think that's probably it.
But that was September.
Did I not do anything over the winter? I feel
you must have went October, November, December, January. You must have went to one.
Oh, I went to the RV Expo.
Oh.
That was in January.
I know I saw a comedy show since the last winter. I saw Jim Jefferies at the Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Van Ness.
And I've gone to see some plays, but I can't remember the last concert.
When did we go to...
Isn't that sad? Oh, wait. Who are all these people?
Life feels so long ago.
Legit.
No.
The Rock.
I have lots of pictures with friends when I was out at places other than my
house.
Come From Away. Thank you. When did we go to that?
That's practically a concert.
I have no idea.
January. We saw Mean Girls. Mean Girls was right before we got shut down. I think so.
I honestly have no concept of time anymore.
I don't know when. Big Head Todd show was on February 29th. I just looked it up.
What was?
My Big Head Todd show that I went to at House of Blues.
You went in February.
I did. February 29th.
Yeah. Ripe was in February, I think. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I haven't been to a concert since 2019.
I don't think you have. I really don't.
Yeah, because before that it was.
You guys just have a lot going on.
We didn't do a holiday show last year, right?
No.
For Mix. Oof. I don't remember.
I feel like Come From Away was November of 2019.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe Broadway musical Hamilton would have been the last closest thing.
Mm-hmm.
When was Hamilton? Oh. Kennedy is on it. Oh, I got it.
What?
I got it. I have the picture.
It was in November of 2019, Carson. What?
Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah. When was that?
That really wasn't a concert, though.
December?
So that was November 24th. That was the event we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you stay for the show?
No.
That was three songs.
Yeah.
No, it was three songs? One song.
They did three songs.
They did three songs.
I stayed for the show, but.
Okay.
I can't believe I saw that tour twice.
I can't either.
Oh,
the second time was for Abby. It really wasn't for me.
Abby. Oh, I have all the photos from last year's 10K Toys at all the malls on my phone, too.
I have so many.
We we have Charlie Puth in a shower.
Oh, yeah. The Puth.
Yeah.
That was this year, wasn't it? January?
No,
it was November of last year.
Oh, my God.
This is wild.
Well, anyway.
I feel like we've all just been floating through space for the last however many months.
To do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to go to a concert.
All right. What you got, Annie?
So one of my friends is going through a pretty brutal breakup right now. And it just sucks. It sucks watching people go through it and, you know, trying to give advice and trying to be helpful and trying to be there for them and all of these things. And I want to know, you know, you guys' tips, what you did to get over breakups, just any kind of advice.
Mm. Tequila.
Booze always helps.
Not staying home alone.
Yes.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah. Like, I try to stay as busy as possible.
I mean, honestly, if you could have a rebound, that helps a lot. Depends
on
how.
Helps with the old self-confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. A rebound helps.
But they have to be, like, for, this is going to sound so bad, but, like, it has to be empty relationships
for me.
Oh, yep. No, 100%.
For a while.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, total self-serving, surface level.
Also, I found, for me, work. Work was really helpful.
Right.
I would just bury myself in work. I was the best employee because I would just stay at work, an extra hour or two, you know, go in a little early. So work was always a good one, too, when I was having a tough time. Just bury myself.
I feel like laughter is the best thing.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, like I can remember one of them. Anywho, and a girlfriend of mine came over and she was just like playing stupid music. And like I was crying so hard, but she would just make me laugh anyway.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to leave, but she wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
And, you know, she eventually made me wash my face and put some makeup on and go outside and go to a bar and like just realize that life continues on and the sun will rise and set and that the whole world isn't coming to a screeching halt, even though they think that it is.
Right.
But also being respectful of those things that you realize, you know, it's you think that this is forever when you're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then when it's not, you don't know where else to go because as women, typically we put all of our lives in them, not the other way around.
Right.
But like, yeah.
It feels like a death.
Remember those things that she liked to do maybe before him that she stopped doing, you know, with him. You know what I mean? Because we all sort of give up stuff when we're in relationships.
Sure, you compromise
things.
He
you know, you don't do those things as much anymore. And just focus on those things, I think.
Yeah. It's just crazy that it.
It is like a death. And you have to mourn
it. Really
it. And
is.
You have to give yourself time. Like it's 1 week for every month, they say. Right. And I think that's very real.
And there's really no timeline to it. You know what I mean? You think that you'll get over it in 2 months, 3 months,
especially
months,
four in months. If it's one of your people and your small circles that you guys run in already, that must be hard.
I don't do well when people hurt my friends. I really don't. I'm really not someone you want to fuck with. Like it's just, I'm really nice until
I'm
not.
Well, you could go be mean to him. That might be fun too.
That's what I would like to do. I don't know if she wants me to do that.
Carson,
that's
level
what
petty,
I would.
I'm here for.
Is it one of your friends that we know?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. Mm. But it just. I don't get how people just treat other people like just such garbage. Mm. I just don't understand it and how you live with yourself that way. Mm. Just selfish. It's just selfish and cowardly, and I cannot stand people like that.
Mm. Correct.
We're not as mature as you, Annie.
It's not even about. I just don't.
Yeah, no, you are. You're really mature for your age.
I would agree with
you.
You
have a strong sense of
who you are.
Yeah.
Like you think you're at 15 out of 10. The only reason I think I'm near an 80 is because of you. You build me up, Annie, and I appreciate
that. That's what I try to do.
But yes, I think so. You are very evolved. Mm. The men that maybe that were not.
By the way, I found mine while you were talking. September 1st, 2019, Fenway Park, Zac Brown. That was the last concert.
Wow.
I went to the show the day before that.
You went Saturday night. I went Sunday night, I think.
I think I went
Sunday.
Yeah, you were the same day as me.
Yeah.
I looked up into wherever you were when they started playing Sweet Annie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I bet she's losing her fucking mind right now.
The night I was there was the night Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine finished the show.
Yes.
So that was I just found that picture. So that was the last concert.
Oh, I can't
September.
Wait. September.
So it's over a year. Over a year.
That's crazy.
That is wild. Mm. Producer Dan, what you got?
I was going to talk about something, but for the life of me, I can't remember it because Annie brought in these Australian snacks.
They're so good. Sorry, I ate most of the sweets.
They've been sitting in front of me the whole time.
Let's all try Vegemite.
Do you just spread Vegemite?
Vegemite's gross. You can put it on your finger.
Yeah, just do a little taste on. Let's do a little Australian snack taste test here to finish up the podcast.
I just love the names of them, too.
I know.
That one looks like a bag of Lay's, but it's called something else.
Twisties.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the same like, products, right?
So who sent them to you?
So my best friend from college, Erica, she moved to Perth, Australia after we graduated.
Is she the one that you're in the wedding?
Yeah, so she was supposed to get married in Bali. Mm-hmm. Wedding got postponed. Probably will never get to Bali, which is fine. Whatever. I'm over that part. But her and her fiance sent me that for my birthday, and she was like, I want you to have some little Aussie snacks. So I had a Tim Tam, which is like a little chocolate wafery one.
It was good. I had one this morning.
We had an Australian Kit Kat.
We had an Australian Kit Kat, which tastes different than an American Kit Kat.
Better or worse?
A little more wafery, but still tasty.
I forget what else is in that box. It's a lot of chips, right?
I'm going to try a cheese. It's a lot of cheese stuff left.
Yeah, I've never had Vegemite.
You haven't?
This is like an Australian version of Teddy Grahams. It's called Tiny Teddies, mate.
Teddies.
Give me a Tiny Teddy. I'll try a Tiny Teddy.
I'll do a Cheezel.
Vegemite comes in a tube that looks like it should be Jock Itch cream.
Yeah.
I feel like this should be ASMR. Like,
oh, that smells awful.
Yep.
Vegemite smells awful.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
So these are just Cheetos with a different name.
Oh, let me try. they're
round.
They're
sugar.
Like almost like a
you know
thick wedding ring.
You know what Vegemite is? It's yeast. Leftover brewer's yeast extract with vegetable and spice in it.
She made me a Vegemite sandwich.
These are shaped barbecued flavor.
I can hardly chew these. Mm.
Do you like them?
I can't chew them.
They're kind of big.
Maybe it's because I have big teeth.
I'm gonna get one.
Here we go.
When all your teeth are plastic, it's hard to chew.
Oh my gosh.
Carson, just eat it.
Here we go, Vegemite. What?
I know.
Why?
They spread that on butter in the morning. How foul.
So they put butter on toast and then Vegemite on top of the butter?
That's like...
Let me see.
You know...
it's bad. Don't.
It's so bad.
It makes me want to do it more.
It's so salty.
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing.
How much did you put on?
Just a little dab will do you.
Well, that's my initials, D-A-B, dab.
Yeah.
What's your middle name, Dan?
Adam.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, it is... Oh,
looks like motor oil.
It is.
Motor oil tastes better.
I'm trying to read about Vegemite and why it became popular.
Oh,
I know.
Right?
Why is that a thing?
I know.
Who eats that? Who eats Vegemite?
What are you doing, Australia?
I know.
I'm telling you, that'll cure your jock itch.
That's
Open up
disgusting.
Another one.
It's so gross. Here, you want these ones?
What is this?
Oh, wow. That's really...
I know.
It's disgusting.
I was on a
boat... Oh, burn that whole... It's a tube and
here,
we should throw it out.
Here, let me have some.
Yeah, can I get it on this?
I was in a boat, on a boat in Greece, and the Australians made me eat Vegemite, and I almost vomited off the side of the boat.
This looks like one of those Triscuits or what it kind of...
Kind of.
Yeah.
You know what it's like?
Oh, that's good.
It's like beef bouillon, just really, really, really condensed.
It just freaks me out.
Like, if you added water, you could make soup.
Arnaud's Shapes Original Barbecue. These are actually pretty good.
What else is there, Dan?
Let me see.
There's pizza flavored chips over there.
What is it?
Shapes.
Shapes.
It's
barbecue.
Supposed to be barbecue flavored. Again,
flavor.
It tastes barbecue,
it says flavor you can see, but it's spelled with an O-U-R.
These are called Twisties. Let's try these.
Again, we're eating Australian food.
These are awesome.
Yeah, sorry.
But they don't really
taste
barbecue-y.
This is great without a visual element.
Yeah, if you guys want to send us food from your country.
Pizza.
And we'll eat it.
Yeah, those taste like pizza to me.
That's good.
Those are good, right? Twisties kind of look like Cheetos, but they're a little thicker.
That's straight cardboard.
Oh, those aren't.
Those aren't good.
They need to. The twisties need to mash with the with the cheese thingies over there.
Cheezels, they're called.
With the cheese.
They need more fake cheese.
Like Don Cheadle, if it was a cheese.
What else
Vegemite
you got over
there? Has no fat, no sugar, no animal content. It's completely vegan.
Yeah.
That's why it's so awful.
It's terrible.
That's all the good stuff.
Well, there's some vegan food something. That's good, and that's
I just
not
don't
it.
Understand. Shapes. Like, apparently, and during World War II, they were saying that it was healthy kind of and chips. Good for you, for kids. Like, they told parents to give it to their kids.
Salt and vinegar chips. Do you like salt and vinegar?
I hate
chips?
Salt and vinegar.
I hate salt and vinegar, too.
It makes my whole mouth go,
that's like my least favorite chip, salt and vinegar.
These are awesome. No. These are
my mouth is like puckering up just looking at you doing
one.
That.
It kind of looks like a bag of Lay's.
You guys think America has better snacks than Australia just off this small sample size?
Honey,
nope. I gotta tell you,
we are the big fatties.
Them.
We are.
They're not ready for this.
We put all the chemicals in our food.
This is the only time you can eat into the microphone.
Oh my god! Nope.
Taste that one, Annie.
No.
Come on, you gotta. Hey, we all
taste
it.
Give me the damn chips.
Woo! That just makes my whole mouth pucker.
It's like
a
Ruffles.
It
looks
like
worse than Vegemite. Fuck it.
I don't know. I hate salt and vinegar.
Oh.
Oh, I'll eat that whole bag. That is good.
So Kraft apparently owns Vegemite, and they put out Kraft singles with Vegemite.
Oh.
A Vegemite-flavored cheese in the 90s. That was a thing.
No.
What is that other clear bag?
That's just candy. Little mini things.
Is that Australian candy?
Yep.
Open it up.
Looks like penny candy stuff, kind of.
I cannot eat any of that. Mm. All my plastic teeth will come
out. These look like bubble gum.
Your dentist would be like, Kennedy,
get out. Yep. She would be so pissed at me.
No, I'm mad.
Did you eat
the
Vegemite, Annie?
The amount of money I put in this mouth.
I've had Vegemite before.
You had it before?
It's foul.
Yeah, but can you suffer again for content?
Yeah.
Redskins. That seems racist.
Well, I don't think they have American Indians over there. Or if they didn't.
Well, they're called. Well, they have indigenous people.
Yeah.
So they have a candy called Redskins, Kennedy. And it's about 4 inches long, but it's like the size of a bit of honey type, but it's longer.
Yeah, that looks like it.
Aboriginal Australian.
Pull out every piece of dental work I have. No, thank you.
Kenny's got a BMW in her mouth. She doesn't want to fuck it up for candy.
Legit.
Oh,
I do.
Oh.
It doesn't have heated seats, but I do.
I can't even get into this.
No,
I'm trying to, like, rip
you can't
off.
Chew that.
No, you can't. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's kind of red licorice, though. It kind of reminds me of Flex Seal.
That sounds awesome. What a glowing endorsement.
No, it tastes like just like regular red licorice.
Do you think there's anybody left still listening to us for 10 minutes just chew on Australian food?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so sorry, you guys. We suck.
Five-star review.
Listen, they're not all going to be winners. We do it four times a week.
All right.
Send us your candy from foreign lands.
That would be a great
Send us
bit.
Your crisps from foreign lands.
What's the Irish candy? The bonbon one. What is it
I
called?
Don't know.
Someone send us snacks from Japan. I bet those are wild.
Yes.
But they have some crazy flavors.
What is it called?
The other day, my neighbor gave me 2 packets of ramen, of spicy ramen, direct from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's the stuff.
Set my face on fire.
All right. Ta-ta now.
I can't get this Flex Seal out of my
mouth. The cheezels are good.
The cheezels.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.